Kent Online News.
News you can trust. This is the Kent Online Podcast.
Lucy Hickmott.
It's Friday, the 28th of February. Coming up, there are concerns the Lower Thames crossing could destroy ancient woodland.
There's enough ground been taken already by Highways England for this project, and in their latest consultation, they've redlined a whole range of fields.
It'll be a nervous weekend for parents and children who are waiting for their secondary school offer.
There's always going to be problems, because schools in the modern age are built up on reputation and people know the best schools in their area.
And we look ahead to Gillingham's game against AFC Wimbledon at Priestfield.
Hopefully we can just continue on and keep winning, and hopefully with a few more wins, you never know, we might be in and around the playoffs from the end.
Kent News.
First today, a teenager who stabbed a man in the neck on a night out in Ramsgate has been convicted of attempted murder. 26-year-old Ashley Granger was attacked by eight people on Harbour Street in the town centre last May. 18-year-old Jacob Cromwell, who doesn't have a permanent address, will be sentenced at a later date, along with seven others for their part in the attack. As the number of coronavirus cases in the UK increases, three pupils who were sent home from a secondary school in Sandwich after coming back from Italy with mild flu-like symptoms have been given the all clear. They were allowed back into lessons at Sir Roger Manwood's. 17 people in Britain have now tested positive for COVID-19. A man's in a critical condition in a London hospital after a crash which closed the A20 for more than 7 hours. He had to be cut free by firefighters after the car he was in collided with a lorry at Rootham early this morning. London Road was shut between the M26 and M20, causing long delays during rush hour. Investigators want to speak to any witnesses.
Kent Online reports.
Campaigners opposed to plans for a new road link between Kent and Essex say it could destroy local history. The first public consultation into amended plans for the tunnel under the Thames from the east of Gravesend to Tilbury has now taken place. It's designed to ease congestion at the current Dartford crossing, but some fear historic cottages and areas of ancient woodland will be lost. Brian Sweetland represents Gravesham Rural at Kent County Council.
The latest announcement by Highways England that it will start to affect some ancient woodland is obviously very worrying. I hope that KCC will push back very strongly, but there is a limit to what you can do. You have to move. It's being caused by utilities pipeline. It's a gas pipeline. It has to be moved. But also, we don't want to lose ancient woodland or any of woodland, because there's enough ground been taken already by Highways England for this project. And in their latest consultation, they've redlined a whole range of fields and Ashbank Woods. And you know, there's a lot more there. We need to ask a lot of questions, and now's the time to do it in this consultation period. It is ironical, really, that when you've got a lot of local councils and you've got central government, you've got big organisations all rushing to become carbon neutral, at the same time when Highways England are announcing that, you know, the updated plans for the Lower Thames crossing, you're going to have 30 million cars a year in the first year. The A2 at that particular location is going to expand to 12 lanes. And so when it's built, that's going to be around for 100 years, and I think you need to look forward and is this really the right transport mode that we should have for the next 100 years? And I suspect that a lot of people will say no.
29,000 people had their say in the first public consultation, which finished at the end of 2018. Malcolm Orford is from Highways England.
I think fundamentally it's clear to local residents, local communities and businesses that something must be done to fix the issue at Dartford Crossing. The congestion and the frustration is just too great. We absolutely believe this is the right solution. Please come and talk to us. If there are some elements of the scheme that we think we need to work on, then that's something we'll take away and work on it. The problem with Dartford isn't so much in the design. There are certain elements of it that are linked to when it was built and the age, and you need certain vehicles need to be escorted to the tunnel, which frustrate things further. It's really just a capacity issue. There's just far, far more vehicles that want to use Dartford, the combination of tunnels and bridge, than it can possibly deal with. This proposal adds 96% to the capacity of all those combinations of bridges and roads, and really will deliver that step change in capacity, enable Kent and Essex people and businesses to really be able to join and have that connectivity. Any scheme, and certainly a scheme like this, it's right and proper that it takes the impact on the environment hugely seriously. There's a huge amount of work undergoing right now to consider all the impact across all the various areas of environmental consideration. There are some areas where we're having some impact, and we're working hard to continually improve those. And those are part of the things that we're happy to talk about and get feedback from as part of this consultation.
Kent News.
We're being warned to expect yet another wet and windy weekend in Kent. Storm Jorge, which has been named by the Spanish Meteorological Service, will bring gusts of up to 70 miles per hour. A yellow weather alert comes into force around the coast at midday tomorrow and lasts 24 hours. Residents in Canterbury say a new housing development is dividing them as a community. Pentland Homes are building 750 properties at Saxon Fields off Cockering Road in Thannington that are expected to sell for anywhere up to £500,000. Town resource managers say it's created too much contrast between that and the nearby council estate. Pentland Homes insists they've carried out a vast amount of community engagement. Now, it's going to be a nervous weekend for thousands of parents and children across Kent as they wait to find out which secondary school they've been offered a place at. Emails will be sent out on Monday afternoon with all the details. Graham Jones is a family and education specialist at Kent-based law firm Whitehead Monckton.
The problem that exists is because we centre choice of school around parental choice, there's always going to be problems, because schools in the modern age are built up on reputation, and people know the best schools in their area or what they think are the best schools, and therefore you always want your children to get into the best school. And so there are going to be problems because schools can only take a certain number of pupils. But don't panic. Wait until you get that email on Monday.
How much pressure is there on school places? Because, I mean, it seems to be that there are just not enough places almost to go around. I mean, there's an entire new secondary school being built not far from where I live. It seems demand is pretty high.
It's to do with spikes in birth rates, and there is a spike coming through at secondary level at the moment. And the problem you have is it's like sort of waves. There's not the same number of pupils coming through each year. So you will get years where there is pressure on places because there's a large number of children coming through, in years where there are not going to be full classes. Also, with all the house building that's going on, there's more people moving into the county, and that again puts pressure on the number of places in schools. And you're right, where new communities are springing up, they are going to need to build new schools.
Kent Online News.
We've had news today. The government's putting £5 million towards work on the Medway Tunnel. The funding will be spent on new ventilation fans, crash barriers, a vehicle monitoring system and slip road improvements. Work's expected to start later this year and will be completed in the next 5 years. The lineup for this year's Rochester Castle Concerts has been announced today. The Libertines, the Jacksons, Jules Holland and UB40 will be playing there over 4 days in July. You might remember Jess Glynn had to cancel last year and was replaced by Craig David. You can let us know what you think of this summer's artists by voting in our poll online. And while you're on our website, you can see pictures of a ridiculously cute baby gorilla that's been hand-reared in Kent after being rejected by her mum. She was born at Howlett's near Canterbury last June, weighing just 1 kilogram. Yonde is now fit and healthy after keepers stepped in and became her foster parents.
Kent Online Sport.
Football, and Gillingham will be looking to make it 16 games unbeaten as they welcome AFC Wimbledon to Priestfield this weekend. Steve Evans' side are currently 10th in the League One table, just 5 points off the playoff places. Tomorrow's visitors are sitting just a place above the relegation zone and were the last team to beat the Gills. Here's defender Thomas O'Connor.
I think we're always going out there and trying to win and try to be hard to beat. But obviously the change room is great. Like, there's a great squad in there and there's not a bad player in there. We're all fighting for places and fighting to win, so it's positive all around, really. And obviously when it's going well on the pitch, like, it's no mean feat to be 15 unbeaten. So hopefully we can just continue on and keep winning, and hopefully with a few more wins, you never know, you might be in and around the playoffs from the end. You can't just sit back and defend and hope to play a 0-0. Like, you do have to, especially if you're wanting to make it into the playoffs, the wins are more important than remaining unbeaten, really. Like, if you win one game and end up drawing two, and if you win one and lose two and you end up losing one and drawing two, like, there's more points in the win. It was mentioned last week, I think, that the last game we lost was Wimbledon, so yeah, we obviously want to put it right, and they're not a bad side, but I think anyone who was at that game knows we were the better team and we didn't really deserve to lose, but that's football for you, can go against you sometimes, and yeah, we just have to kind of forget about that and go again Saturday and hope to beat them this time.
And in cricket, England's women have beaten Pakistan by 42 runs in the latest T20 group match. They finished on 158 for 7 in Australia earlier. Kent Fran-Wilson scored 22 runs and Tammy Beaumont managed 6. That's it for today, but for more news at any time, you can head to kentonline.co.uk.
News you can trust. This is the Kent Online Podcast.